Hi, mister. I know it's late, but we're out of sugar, and mom's gonna bake us some chocolate chip cookies. She's real busy, so she said to ask our neighbors to borrow some sugar. I really want to have the chocolate chip cookies because they're my favorite. Oh, no, I have our measuring cup, she said. 2 cups of sugar. So, can I come inside, please? Thank you. That's good. Oh, you're awake. How peculiar. You should still be unconscious. You've lost quite a bit of blood already. If you start screaming now, I shall have to make you regret it quite painfully. And afterwards, I would have to find somewhere else to live. Do you know how difficult acquiring a home is when you look like this? If you must speak, do so quietly. Why haven't I got clothes on? Really now? I should think the reason would be quite apparent. Feeding can get quite messy, and I'd rather not have to clean my clothes as well. And it'll get messier still if you misbehave. Just a little girl? I haven't been a little girl for a long time. You shouldn't have invited me in. What happens to you now? Well, ordinarily you wouldn't have even woken up. That you did is most concerning. I'm not in the habit of letting my meals remember anything. Do remember that you're to be quiet, please. I could still be convinced to let you live. I quite like this place and would much prefer not to. Are you hard right now? My. Oh, you are. This young little body is actually arousing to you. How salacious. And after losing so much blood, too. There. Don't look ashamed. I'm older than you could possibly imagine. Do you want me, child? Would you like to caress my petite tits? Indulge in my perfect youthful body? Do you want to fuck my tight little pussy? I suppose I have my answer. Let's see how the rest of you taste. Off with your clothes. I'm ready for my second course. Are you sure you're not light in the head, child? Your blood is in me, on me, and you've a hard cock on top of that. Time for a taste. Worry not, my dear. I've had my fill of blood for now. I'll not nibble. A delectable appetizer, but I've another thirst to slake. Are you ready, my dear? Do you want to put your cock into my pretty little cunt? Sweet child, don't fret about hurting me. This body may be forever young, but after the first century or two, the definition of pain changes somewhat. Hush, hush now, young one. Lay back and let me do the work. It's been years since a proper fuck. Not everyone is so willing to lie with someone of my apparent age, but not in this century anyhow, and and one must be discreet about such things. You know, I'm pretty sure the sight of my pretty little body covered with your blood is turning you on even more. Imagine a little girl with your blood all over her, riding your cock. And not only are you enjoying it, you can't take your eyes off her cute flat chest. I may just have to keep you in my bed. Now, child, fulfill my tired little cunt. Please, please fuck. I think I really needed that. My child, you might just be the best meal I've had in quite some time. What happens now? Do not worry. I think I'll keep you. Would you like that, my pet? You can fuck your cute little vampire neighbor again. And again. And again. Of course, I'll require your assistance from time to time. You'd be surprised how difficult it is for a little girl to get certain tasks done in the modern world without an adult accompanying them. And I've been so dearly imagining to try out those so-called amusement parks with their roller coasters for ages. But they won't let me in alone. Perhaps one day, if you're dedicated in your service, you can share my gift. Imagine eternal youth and an eternally young girl to fuck. You're not intimidated by older women, are you? Rest now, child, and see you soon.